Check. Check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, test 1, 2. There we are. Did you hear the time of fucking
Earl and Charlie, what's up?
Brett Eldredge.
What are y'all doing?
Woo! Talking to you, my friend. How are you?
I am so fantastic right now.
You should be. Your big CD in stores. You're a rock star, Brett.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to say about that. I am grinning ear to ear all day long and probably all weekend long and all year long. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, so I got to take people back. A few years ago, we get this powerful song called Raymond from you. Just amazing.
Yeah.
And we are just, we're blown away by you. And then we didn't get anything for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you come back with this sassy don't ya, and you are just setting radios on fire. Where did you find this song?
I wrote it.
Yes!
it was from a weekend of inspiration at a show, and we saw this girl out in the crowd, and she was, you know, flipping her hair and batting her eyes and looking away, and the whole band was like, look at that girl. That girl is totally playing tricks on her mind. She knows exactly what she's doing. And that girl was stuck in my mind the whole time when we were riding back to town, and I got back to Nashville, and a couple days later I wrote a song with that girl's picture in my mind, and we came up with a song about how girls are so tricky.
So she doesn't even know that she actually had the song written about her, does she?
No, I've never met this person. I've met several like her ever since, though.
Yeah.
Only if she knew, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man, Brett, I have to ask you, what's it like? You talk about how big this is for you. You're in New York doing some TV. You're a Midwestern boy. So you grew up in Illinois, is that correct?
Yes, Paris, Illinois, a little town of about 8,838 people, I think, the last I saw.
Wow.
So, little town.
And what was your inspiration? Who'd you like to listen to as you were growing up before you got into this business?
Man, I was at Brooks and Dunn was probably the main. Probably were the reason I got into country music.
Yes, heard,
that is cool.
When I heard Ronnie Dunn's voice, I was just completely blown away, and the songs they were writing and singing, it just seemed like the kind of stuff that I really wanted to get into. I loved listening to people like Frank Sinatra and just real soulful big singers and people that really sell a song, and you listen to every word they sing, and that's what I always wanted to be. So
now, Brett, have you met Ronnie or Kix, and how was that?
I have. In fact, I did. I've hung out with Kix several times and interviewed with him and hung out with him, and I've met Ronnie, and I'm it's just kind of surreal to be sitting there hanging out with those guys because they kind of shaped why I'm here today, and so it's a great feeling, and I hope I can maybe you can sing a song with him one day or something.
That'd be cool. Do you have to pinch yourself to say, hey, this is real?
Yes.
Aww.
In fact, I really don't. I mean, I'm sitting, you know, coming from Paris, Illinois, I'm sitting in a giant tall building in New York City right now, overlooking the city. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm talking about my album coming out, and then, you know, I always wanted to have an album, and now it's actually out, and it's just been such a journey to get here, and it's such a special feeling right now, and I'm over the moon right now.
Aw, right, we're so happy for you, Brad, and I got to tell you, you're so adorable. So you know what a woman said? Are you ready for this? You know what a woman said? I put your picture on her Facebook saying we're going to talk to you, and she goes, this is almost embarrassing. She goes, yummy, I would drink his bathwater.
Oh, man.
That's quite the compliment, even though it's a little bit gross. I think that's really sweet, Brett.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
He doesn't even know what to say.
I wouldn't know what to say either, Brett.
You have no idea how funny that is because my mother's sitting right next to me. It's really funny.
Will you tell your mama that was not me? I would not say anything dirty, but that's how big your fan base is right now.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Brett, we're gonna let you get out of here. We're going to play the single, don't you? It's racing toward number one, and we want to see your buns up here in Green Bay, Wisconsin pretty soon.
I will be gladly accept that invite, and I want to go back to Lambeau again.
That will be
cool.
Yeah,
you need to come sing the anthem and come party a little bit, I think.
Hey, I would love to do it. That's some of the biggest partiers I've ever met, and it could be negative 20 degrees, and you are always
practice. We're pretty
good
at it.
We're rock stars. Brett Eldredge, the CD's in stores, the song Don't You, Brett, you call us again. Take care, buddy.
Thank you guys so much.
Tell your mama I'm sorry. I did not say that. It was that other check.
It's all good.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Take care.